Well, you see, first of all, the couch that came from Mother, Duncan Fife, very handsome lines. Antiques that have come from various other sources. These two chairs came from Mother's next door neighbor. They're just smashing. Mm-hmm. The little tables I bought in Minneapolis at Dayton's, they're very cheap, but I think they're very sweet. This wonderful little antique chair, the little rocking chair, doesn't have any nails. It doesn't have any visible way of supporting itself, except that the wood is put together so well that it holds itself nicely. The little cushion in the chair is was the first attempt at quilting that my dear friend Nana ever made. It's very dear to me. The organ and the organ chair are very dear too, because Mother used to play the organ. We'd all sing Christmas carols, but have a big Christmas party, and this house was just jammed with people, and we'd have supper and sing, and then go around and pay calls on everybody's grandparents and so forth. Lots of fun. The painting is by Clark Garnsey, the painting over the organ. Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, very handsome, and actually the subject is a dump in a small Texas town. You'd never know that.
No, you wouldn't.
The watercolor is by Vera Wise, who headed the art department here. The painting over the couch is very handsome, I think. It's by a Western painter, and he's not terribly well known, but I think he's very good. Mm-hmm. The plates over the mantel are mostly antiques, and the little ashtray in the middle is the El Paso courthouse.
Oh.
The first courthouse, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
good looking. It's about a 3 or 4 story building. It's just amazingly big for El Paso at that time.
Uh-huh.
This table was given to me by my friend Betsy. These chairs I bought, as opposed to practically everything else in the house. The dining room furniture comes from Don family in Minneapolis. And that's all I know to say to you.
Thanks. What kind of houses do you find in El Paso?
Mostly, in this neighborhood, mostly houses exactly like this. 2-bedroom, 1-bath, very small houses, very difficult to live in now when everyone sort of feels he needs his own bathroom. Very hard. Lots of people have added on. I think that the newer neighborhoods have more houses, certainly more bathrooms, but they're lots of them are made of chicken wire and kind of paste that's blown in there, and paper. I know at my daughter's house, which she bought brand new, her 2-year-old girl was able to make a hole in the wall just by opening the front door.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So I think that the older houses and the newer houses both have advantages and disadvantages. I don't know what's to happen to the wonderful physical areas up in the hills where the views are so great. What will happen when those houses begin to go?
Mm-hmm. You said this is what kind of house? This house is?
Bungalow. Cottage. Not a cottage. Bungalow. I guess. Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
Well, yeah, that sounds right. Did you say it was adobe?